from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The truth is, while Stephon Diggs has been the number one option in this offense, we saw in the second half of the season last year when his role was diminished after Joe Brady took over as the offensive coordinator, the offense didn't really lose a beat. Invested a great deal in that offensive line, and I think James Cook really emerged last season. You saw them lean more on Dalton Kincaid, who was their first tight end. Young tight ends tend to be better years two or three, so I only expect him to develop further. And that's with, of course, without even getting to their addition in the first round this year, Keon Coleman. I think that this offense might have some ups and downs in the first part of the season, but by the second half of the season, I think they'll be as good as any offense in the NFL, which is what they've been for the last 3 years, a top three offense by any metric.
That is Mina Kimes on the Bills offense. I heard her doing her podcast with Ben Solak the other day, and they were doing their NFL like award picks, both a favorite, their favorite award pick, and then also a dark horse pick. And one of her favorite dark horse ideas for awards is Coleman to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I don't think that's all that likely. I think Caleb Williams is going to win that award. He's basically an even money favorite to win that award, so would not be surprising at all if he does. Coleman winning it maybe. He would need to have, well, more than anything, he would need to have the quarterbacks not perform well. Like, Caleb Williams would have to fall well short of expectations. He would need Jaden Daniels to not do anything crazy with Washington. And then, man, for him to beat out the other receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, these dudes are going to get fed 100-plus targets easy. Like, Coleman, do you think he's got a shot at that, a prayer at that award? He's got to have 15 touchdowns. Minimum 15 touchdowns. So, dark horse idea for that award would be, you know, kind of crazy. I like Ladd McConkey more for that, because I could see him being the number one weapon, getting 100 whatever targets with Justin Herbert as his quarterback. Like, to me, there's more room for McConkey to get the big numbers than Coleman. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Joe DiBiase. Jeremy White's off today. I was looking at the AFC's depth charts a little bit. Let's figure this out real quick. Next, let's take the next 10 minutes. Josh, let's figure out, where do the Bills rank in the division at each position? Quarterback's easy. We can start right there. That's their number one. They are number one in the division. At quarterback, it's not even close. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy and is playing at an MVP level, it will really surprise me. He hasn't done it in 3 years. Last year, missed all of injury, and then the year before that, he was just kind of a guy. He was a game manager. 26th in the NFL in QBR 2 years ago in Green Bay. So Allen, number one. That's easy. Where do the Bills rank in the division at all the other positions? All right, let's go running back. James Cook.
Second.
Behind Breece Hall.
Yeah.
So here would be my other point here to make. Miami has two guys, which I think would have me put the Dolphins ahead. You get Mostert and you get Achane. Achane is going to be, I think, a revelation. I think the Dolphins are going to need him because they're going to need a counterpunch. They got figured out a little bit as the season went on. And I think they need Achane to be what he was in the couple of starts that he had, but for a full season. And if he does that, I think he's a top flight running back in the league. So I would go Bills are third. I think the Dolphins are better with Mostert. Tight end. Gotta be number one. Easy number one. If they didn't even have Kincaid, I might want to argue they're number one.
I mean, who are they competing with?
Right. The Jets, it's Tyler Conklin. The Dolphins, it's Jonnu Smith.
But I don't know. I mean, Jonnu Smith, like...
always kind of fallen short, though.
Yeah, he's never met expectations.
And then New England is where at tight end? England right now...
Is that Smythe guy?
That's Smythe guy. I love that. Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. What?
I thought he Kincaid. Was on the Patriots. Kincaid being on the Bills are number one. I'm going to go offensive line as a whole. And this is where... this is where I really like the Bills for this. I think I might want to put them number one offensive line as well. Like, the Jets, because of the injuries, I don't trust it. Miami lost pieces, and they have a new center. Like, Miami is definitely not going to be the answer. I like to trust Pro Football Focus, though. When it comes to offensive line rankings... this is one where it's close enough where I am going to go with the Bills, though. I just told you, like, the Jets with injuries, Tyron Smith, Morgan Moses, Elijah Vera Tucker, all these guys have had major injuries. And the Bills don't have that. Like, Dawkins, knock on wood, Dawkins has been relatively healthy, and McGovern has been healthy, and Torrance, and Brown is the one. Brown is the one with, he's had back issues and shoulder issues, but he hasn't missed significant time. How many games has he actually even missed? Any? The Jets guys miss all the time, and PFF has them close enough. They have the Bills 8th and the Jets 5th, and that's just on, like, if they were all healthy. So I'm going Bills. I'm going to go injury factor that the Bills are number one. If you're wondering where PFF has the other teams in the Bills division, they have the Patriots 28th. That's crazy, right? New England, the 28th. Best offensive line going into the season, and they have Miami 18th. So I'm going Bills number one. So I've got Bills number one at quarterback, number one at tight end, number one offensive line. Wide receiver.
Three. They're better than the Patriots. Like, no doubt about that, right?
I think no doubt about that right now. I don't think they have to be by the end of the year. Like, because it's two rookies in New England. Jalen Polk went, like, what, one pick after Keon Coleman? And Javon Baker looks really good at camp. He was a big stat darling going into the draft. And then I think DeMario Douglas is a very good slot receiver. But, come on, a lot of that's unproven. And the Bills, sure, Coleman's unproven. But I've got a guy in Curtis Samuel where I know what the floor looks like for him. And that's better than what the Patriots have right now. And I think Shakir puts them over the top. So I'll go. I think Bills are third at wide receiver. So is, like, look at that. First, third, first, third. You know, This is the division specifically. Defense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Let's go defensive line. The Jets are going to be number one here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the Bills got to be second here. Over the Dolphins, though.
Are they above the Dolphins? The Jets, by the way, Quinnen Williams, Jermaine Johnson, Hassan Reddick, even though he's still not practicing, right? They still are trying to figure out that contract.
Yeah, I was going to say, he still doesn't have a contract.
So I guess he doesn't count. Play. Will McDonald, too. Like, they've got talent. It's the Jets, number one. The Patriots, too, like they have a contract thing of their own. They are trying to figure out Matthew Judon's deal. But between Matthew Judon, Christian Barmore... I'll agree with you, the Bills over the Dolphins, because the Dolphins' top two defensive linemen... Actually, no, they're definitely over the Dolphins. The Dolphins lost Christian Wilkins in free agency. Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are on the injury shelf and probably are not going to start
Chubb's
the year.
A linebacker, so... Well, I guess...
No, he's a pass rusher. He's an edge rusher. So, I think they're definitely above Miami... New England, I feel like New England is close. All right, we'll give the tiebreaker to PFF on this one. They've got New England 15th and the Bills 16th.
Wow. I don't think, looking at New England, with the whole thing with Matthew Judon, I think that takes a giant piece out of it. If he's there, they're above the Bills. But if he's not there, the Bills are above them easily.
You know, that's a good point. I'm going to try to figure out for this. How likely is it that Judon is going to be there?
I think it's pretty likely. I think it's going to get done.
Yeah.
Just off of just feeling. Because like it just like feels like something they would be able to figure out with a new head coach, a new direction, and everything like that. I just think that if they make him like a centerpiece of that,
yep,
he's going to be like, okay, right, fine, I'll do that.
I agree with that. Yeah. I'm going to predict Judon stays, and that'll have the Bills third. If Judon gets traded, I think they sneak above the Bills or sneak above the Patriots for second. But for now, we'll put third. Linebacker. See, this one's tough because we don't know how healthy Milano is. I saw Milano getting his left ankle worked on the other day. He went right back out there and was fine. Just the injuries, man. You got to wonder about the injuries with him. But Bernard is a stud.
And you have Dorian Williams coming into his second year, too.
Yep. How... Yeah, I liked Dorian Williams year one. He's got to get way more consistent, but that dude flies. But by the way, No doubt here. Jets are number one. The Jets defense, I mean, their front seven is elite. C.J. Mosley, Quincy Williams, they're number one. Bills, two. This is one area where, like, the whole division is pretty good. I don't think the Dolphins are great. Bills, number two. That feels appropriate, right?
Yeah, I think so.
England's
it's funny
good.
Because I think all three of the other teams could be at number two.
Yep.
Like, they're all very even.
Juwan Bentley is a very good linebacker.
But if Matt Milano is Matt Milano, then it's
a
clear number two for the Bills.
Even, I would say, if Milano is 70%, 80% of Matt Milano, they're number two. If Milano's 100%, they could be number one, though.
You think so?
I know the Jets have two great linebackers.
I was going to say,
but
the Jets
so do the Bills. If Milano's healthy, so do the Bills. But I'll say Milano's injury puts them in just the question mark of what level he plays at. I think they're just a little bit behind the Jets. So I'll put second. Cornerback. I love the Bills' corners. I really do. But the Jets have Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, but it's just Sauce Gardner.
They've got DJ Reed.
Oh, that's
DJ
right.
Reed's a great nickel corner. I mean, the Bills have Taron Johnson, so. Actually, no, excuse me. DJ Reed's the outside. Michael Carter II is the nickel corner. You gotta give it to the Jets.
I think it's just because Sauce Gardner is so established.
He is.
Even though it's like basically just him.
But he is the best corner in football.
Right. Yeah.
And that carries enough weight for me.
I think the Bills are second. Wait, what about the Dolphins?
No, they lost.
They have Javon. They're not. Well, they have
Jalen Ramsey.
But that's safety. They have Jalen Ramsey. They have Kader Kohou.
And Kendall Fuller. No, Bill's second.
Yeah.
Bill's second for me. Taron Johnson is one of the best nickel corners in football. And right now, I'm having a tough time figuring out what to do with Kyrie Elam because I think he deserves to play, but I don't know who you take off the field. There's no reason to take Rasul Douglas or Christian Benford off the field. But that's how good Elam's been, that he's kind of pushing that conversation a little bit. The Bills are really good at corner. Jamarcus Ingram is the four. Looks actually pretty nice right now. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in on the Bills at corner. I'll put him second. Safety. Now, this is a problem right now for the Bills because of injury. So let's assume Damar Hamlin is starting the year as their starting safety opposite of Taylor Rapp. This could they be fourth here? The Jets, Chuck Clark, and Tony Adams. That's going to be ahead of the Bills. Miami, Javon Holland, Jordan Poyer.
Jordan Poyer has missed significant practices at Dolphins training camp.
Okay.
Like, he's still kind of dealing with something. At least that's what the
So it's almost like the same as Mike Edwards on that front a little
right.
bit.
It's kind of the same thing, yeah.
Javon Holland though is a star and Taylor Rapp is not. So I go Dolphins above them. And then New England, Jabril Peppers and Kyle Duggar. All right, I think this is where the Bills are fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, what a difference that is, because they've been first.
To be fair, that's
every
where they
year.
Lost the most, really. In this past year, that's where they've lost the most.
Yeah.
Star power, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yep. All right. How do we feel about that? If I just run it down, without quarterback first, running back third, tight end first, offensive line first, wide receiver third, defensive line third, linebacker second, corner second, safety fourth. Did that come out better than you thought it would?
For a team in
or
transition,
about would,
that's pretty good.
Or would you think that's about where it was expected? The offense, seeing three first, just saying. And that's all my opinion. Let me know. If you disagree with any of those, give us a call. 803-0550 is the phone number. Did I put them too low or too high at any of those position groups? We got Adam Krautwurst coming up at 8 o'clock. Excited to talk some fantasy here on a Friday, August 9th. I mean, we are right in the dead heat of fantasy draft season, as it's fantasy draft month here in August. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White's off today. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.